Hey guys, welcome back. Today, let's talk about your intuition. Do you trust it? Do you disregard it? The answer, of course, is neither. Because the question of whether to trust your intuition itself, the question itself is based on this kind of binary thinking, this dichotomous, false dichotomous thinking that happens when you don't understand psychology, specifically when you don't understand emotions and how they work, what they are, how they work, and so how to talk through them, how to approach the emotion. Because you don't have to trust your intuition. You listen to it. You don't follow it blindly, like the cafe gratitude types will have you do, nor do you turn away from it as the mindset guys will have you do, you know, when they admonish you to not make emotional decisions. Like, that is even possible. Rather, you decode it, right? You engage with it, try to understand it, look at what it's telling you to do, so you can take the next step. But of course, the only way to do this is to really know what emotions are and how they work. So let's go through an example of how this works. To see how to approach your emotion, because that's all intuition is, right? It's a feeling, how to approach this in the correct way. So let's say you have a girlfriend and you love her very much. And, you know, this works for, this example could work for a woman too, about her boyfriend. I mean, I'm just saying it from the guy's perspective because I'm a male chauvinist, right? So let's say you have a girlfriend and you love her very much and she's great, but your intuition is telling you something's wrong. Right. Where is this coming from? I mean, there's lots of reasons why you could have this. I mean, one popular example, I'm trying to make an amalgam of just very common situations. Let's say you met her when you were desperate. Right? You're still trying to get over your ex-girlfriend, and this new girl came along, your current girlfriend, and she validated you in a way that you couldn't validate yourself. Now you doubt your judgment. Ooh, is this really the right girl for me? But it could be anything. I mean, let's say her dad's a loser and it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. Like, it really affected her that much. But now as you're getting deeper into the relationship, you're starting to see like, yeah, I think there might be some trust issues. I feel her, you know, really seize up at certain parts. Like, she's trying to keep me out. Do I really want to work through this with her? Or maybe you just don't like her boobs very much. Either way, right? For the sake of the example, though, let's just go with the first one. I think it's pretty common. You were desperate when you met her, and now you doubt the relationship. Okay. Is this feeling, right? Because that's all intuition is. Is this feeling correct? Do you break up with her? Or is your intuition wrong, and it's really just your fear of commitment coming up? Which one is it? Well, let's go to the drawing board and break this down. And you see, I have it written out there. First, we'll talk about the facts of the situation, then your feeling, then the meaning and your responsibility. And why are we talking about it in this way? Because I just think that this is a fun way to do it. Yeah, that's part of it. But also, this is how your emotions work. It seems like the feeling that's going to come up here is anxiety. So a threat or a loss happens in the environment, and it gets into your boundary, and you feel it as anxiety. Now, there's three decisions you can make with anxiety. The first is you can just avoid it, and this ends up in OCD. The second, obsessive thoughts, compulsive behaviors. So this is unconscious anxiety. The second thing you can do with anxiety is you can just dump it on someone else. You can be helpless with your anxiety. You cannot take responsibility for it. And you could be helpless with it. The third thing you can do is you can confront it. And then when you confront the anxiety for what it is, when you face it, right, when you approach it, which is what we're going to do here, then you get this thing that we call confidence. Right? So that's how we're going to talk through this. I got the facts out here. I got the feeling. You got what it means, what the feeling means to you. That's any unconscious issues that underpin the feeling, how it is your responsibility, how you're being helpless with it, and then what you're able to do. Just what are you able to do with it? So let's go through it. First, just the facts, and sometimes that's enough of the therapy, is just, can you say the facts of the situation in your life? So the facts here would be something like, well, my intuition tells me that I want to break up with my girlfriend, but I have these doubts, because I was desperate when we met, because I was just looking for her validation, and I wasn't really deciphering whether this is a good girlfriend from me. Okay, those are the facts. Now, what is your feeling about this? The important thing here is just to, and this is part of your fundamental psychological need, which is the same for everybody, which is to have a feeling, identify it, feel it, and express it. And before you can express it, you got to identify it and feel it. So what's the feeling here? It sounds like doubt, worry, some kind of generalized anxiety about the future. Worry, doubt, whatever. The important thing is you put it in your own word now to the meaning. How do you get at the meaning? Well, what is meaning? I mean, it's just asking for the referent. What is the referent that informs this concept? What thought, feeling that do I have, belief, whatever, that underpins this feeling, that anchors it to my psychic reality? And this feeling needs to be, or excuse me, this meaning needs to be about you. Otherwise, it's no longer therapy, right? If you make this meaning about culture or feminism or what somebody did to you when you were 5 years old, then it's sociology at that point. It's no longer therapy. And sociology is a great field, whatever. But when it comes into the clinic and it interrupts the therapy process, you're going to have a bad time. Okay, so one potential meaning here could be that already came up in the facts is I have validation issues. Right? That's what the feeling of worry means to me. It's coming up because I have validation issues. That's why I'm in this place, in this predicament in the first place. I do not validate myself. Now you can stop here, but I think once you get really good at this and it becomes, you know, more fluid to go through your emotions like this, to really look at that, to really approach your feeling for what it is, you can begin to ask why. Why do you not validate yourself? Typical response that comes up here is something like, my father abused me. But of course, that's about your father, right? This is not sociology. So you would reword that to, I'm still affected by the trauma from my father. You know, he would get really angry and, you know, verbally abusive or whatever. And I would just try to avoid getting upset. Okay. So why do you have validation issues? Because I am still affected by the trauma from my father. Why? You could say lots of things here. One common thing is you put the feelings of others before your own. Another way of saying that, or maybe you could keep going asking whys here. Why? Because I want to avoid disapproval of others. Maybe because I feel like I'm unimportant or low status. Okay, so that's the meaning. It is, I have a validation issue, and then go to the last thing you said at the end of the last why, which is something like, I want to avoid disapproval from other people. You know, and this is important to look at because you think that you want this great life and this whatever you want, family, money, that's really what you want. You want success, you want competency, and you want healthy relationships. That's what you want, right? That's what the Oedipus complex tells us that you want, and those are the two issues you need to get resolved. Well, you say you want that, and I'm not trying to gaslight you. Of course you want that, but also you may want, you know, to avoid some kind of disapproval from other people, right? Because that meaning is there underpinning this feeling. Now let's go to your responsibility. And here we get more into what do you, you know, unconscious, what unconscious issues here are affecting you. And how do you look at responsibility? Well, you look at three things. This is got to clean off this writing pad. BCR. That is how you look at your responsibility. Benefit, how you contribute, how you benefit from the feeling, how you contribute to it, and how do you relate with anybody else that you brought up here so far in, you know, dissecting, decoding your intuition. Well, how do you benefit from having this feeling? And again, don't take responsibility for the situation. That's not going to happen. Not until you can begin to take responsibility for how you feel. So what benefit? And the way to do that is to look at how do you benefit from this feeling of doubt or worry? Well, one thing you could do, and you know, this is the secondary emotion of payoff. This is an emotional state that doesn't feel good necessarily, but it's familiar. It's something that you did as a child. You put yourself in this secondary emotional payoff because you couldn't get your needs met. You perceptively couldn't. You had to talk with, communicate adults around you to get your need met. And when that didn't happen, you had to give yourself some kind of feeling state to distract yourself from that very powerful existential dread that you must have felt, which is, you know, very unbearable, extremely unbearable. I mean, it's unbearable for adults, but if you're 8, you know, it just becomes more so. So one benefit is you get to feel like a victim and blame your dad for it. Now, the benefit here is you get to look at, you know, looking at problems in your life as your own issue, right? It's not your issue anymore. And even if that's just 5% of like, oh, I'm feel stuck in this situation. Oh, I wouldn't have this problem if it wasn't for my dad and his personality issues and how he took that out on, you know, that, you know, whatever that trauma, how he traumatized me with it, right? That's why I'm having this difficult time with my current girlfriend. It's his fault. Right now, you don't have to look at your own issue. So that's a benefit, right? In air quotes. The other thing that the other benefit here that came up in the meaning, which is, yeah, when you get good at this, the meaning will bleed into the responsibility. Well, I mean, each step leads into the next one. But the other, you know, benefit you get from this is you get to avoid the disapproval of others. So, you know, you may want to have a great relationship again, but you may also want to avoid other people getting upset at you. And eventually, you know, those two desires are just going to butt heads and there's going to be some conflict. And then you're going to feel stuck like you feel now. And you're going to feel this anxiety. Okay, so those are two possible benefits. Again, it doesn't feel good, but it can just be a familiar state that's very powerful. Drugs. Emotions are chemicals in your brain. Drugs are chemicals in your brain. You think heroin feels good to a heroin addict? No. It doesn't feel good. It feels not bad. Just like your victimhood. It doesn't feel good, but it feels not bad. Okay, so that's one way we can take responsibility for the feeling. The other thing you can do to take responsibility for the feeling is look at how you contribute to it. What other things do you do to contribute to this feeling of doubt, worry, anxiety? Let's just say generally. Well, so you just look at other things that you're avoiding in your life. Maybe something that comes up is I avoid my boss at work. You know, there's this project at work and I think he made a really bad decision about it. And I haven't brought anything up to him about it because, you know, whatever, I don't want to stand out and be seen. I want to maybe avoid his disapproval. Okay, so that's coming up. I'm not saying to, now you got to go do, you know, confront your boss about that issue. I'm not saying that. We're just trying to, yeah. That's what anxiety does, though. It jumps 10 steps ahead and then it just catastrophizes everything. I understand. But we're not doing that right now. All we're doing is looking at how you could possibly contribute to this anxiety, anxious feeling that you have. So that's one thing you do. Anything else you avoid? Well, pretty obvious thing here is you avoid bringing up this doubt, this worry with your girlfriend. And again, I know what you just thought I said is now you need to go bring up this doubt or worry with your girlfriend. I'm not saying that. Right? It's just that looking at how you contribute to your own anxiety. You avoid bringing up this doubt with her. Okay, there might be more there. Let's keep going. And the other thing that you do to take responsibility for your feeling is look at how you relate with anybody who came up in the processing, in the procession of this feeling, this intuition, this feeling that you have. Do you relate with anybody here? Well, the challenge is just to relate with anybody who came up. So the first person to relate with, of course, is your girlfriend. Do you relate with what position she's in? Let's try to be empathetic. Let's just try it out and see how it works. Well, what position is your girlfriend in? She's in a relationship with somebody who wants to end the relationship and hasn't brought it up to her yet. Do you know how that feels? Can you relate with that? Well, I mean, yeah, you were in that job, your last job, right? And you could kind of tell that they were going to fire you before they fired you. You know, they were just kind of sitting back, disengaging, criticizing. And, oh, yeah, that's kind of, as you're talking through this, you go, oh, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing with her now, is I'm engaging less. I'm sitting back. I'm criticizing. I'm judging her in my head. Okay, yeah. I see that. And I'm not saying that this means that now you're seeing how you can negatively affect her and, of course, contribute to your own anxiety. I'm not, or how you're not taking responsibility for your anxiety. I'm not saying like, okay, now this means you can't break up with her because, you know, you're affecting her in a negative way. No, I'm not saying that, right? The challenge is to just take responsibility for the anxiety. Do it before the breakup. You don't relate with your girlfriend before the breakup because I know you're going to do it afterwards. I know you're going to break up with her and then go on a Tinder date that doesn't go very well and now look back at your current girlfriend and go, oh, I treated her poorly. I was just sitting back criticizing. You're going to do it eventually. Let's try to do it before anything happens so you can make a more informed decision. Again, I don't know if anybody got lost in what we're doing here. We're trying to look at what your intuition is telling you to do. I know this may seem laborious, and it is at first, it gets easier. But if you can't go through and write this stuff out, I'm sorry. Just go to church or something. And church is fine. But if you're not willing to sit down and do the work, then, you know, go find something else. And it's not work. Right? This is 5 minutes a day. At most. It's focus. It's focus and it's painful. But it's not work. It's simple. Do the work. That's just like an expression. Yeah, I think that's like a very, it's an expression that's just embedded in our unconscious, in my unconscious. I mean, I just said it. But it's not work. And it's just focus. Just focus on the key things here. That's what we're doing. That's what you need to do with your psyche. Okay. Anybody else to relate with here? Yes, of course, your dad, he traumatized you. Can you relate with him and how he affected you? I know this may be difficult. I'm not equating you morally to what your dad did to you, but this is not philosophy, right? This is not about ethics and who did something right and who did something wrong. Although I do think that exists, but that's not what we're doing here. Again, like sociology, get that out of therapy. It's just going to mess everything up. Can you relate with what your dad was doing? Again, let's try to be charitable. Let's say your dad was stressed about money and he took out that stress on you and he was short with you and very critical. Well, do you do that? Have you ever been stressed about something and then taken it out on someone else even when you didn't mean it? Oh, look, well, that's exactly what you admitted that you're doing with your girlfriend now. Right? You feel doubt, you feel unsure, and you sit back and disengage and criticize and judge her. Oh, geez, I mean, do you think that's the reason why the abuse from your dad came up in the procession of this feeling, is because that's exactly what you're doing to your girlfriend now? Not to the same extent, right? Of course. And you can use that as an excuse for as long as you will allow yourself to use it. Now we have all this information, the facts, feeling, meaning, and responsibility. Now you can begin to ask yourself, what do you do? Right? Not what would Jocko Willing do, not what would Jesus do. What are you able to do? You can take some kind of action here. And that's why it's helpful to write this stuff out, because, I mean, this is why we have language. So we can do this kind of metacognition. And if you don't want to do it, I get there's other ways to go about managing this stuff that can help you in some way. So if you don't want to do this, that's fine. But that's why we do this. So, you know, we can write it out and go, well, what did I say? Let's look for clues, you know, let's look for repeating patterns. Well, one thing that came up in the contribution, that's usually where things come up, is you could approach your boss not avoid him, I suppose. I mean, what are you able to do there? I mean, it's maybe, yeah, just ask yourself, I mean, what can I do to engage with my boss? Okay, so I can bring up, he made this poor decision, I need to bring it up with him, but I don't want to upset anybody. Okay, now maybe you're talking through this and you realize, because of my status, because of my lower status in the company, I can't, it's usually frowned upon for me to just bring it up to his face. What I need to do, there's a process for this. They have these forms that I hate. And maybe that's what's going on here, right? There's this whole bureaucracy thing. There are these, you know, dumb, you know, bureaucratic forms that somebody in HR came up with. And it brings up all this resentment about HR and maybe your low status in the company and where you are. And it drives you crazy because you think you're smarter than everybody there. Nobody's going to listen to you because you're low status. Okay. See, now this is coming up. This is part of the intuition that came up initially. The challenge is to just ask yourself, what are you able to do? Can you fill out one of those proposals? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me what you're able to do. Maybe you can fill out one of those proposals, but you need a half a bottle of wine to do it. Okay. Then just do that. What else are you able to do, right? That's what we're talking about. What else are you able to do? The validation issue came up. The one thing you could do is just begin to validate yourself more in this relationship, which means to look at feelings that come up when you're with your girlfriend and work on validating those. There's a whole process of going through that. The other thing you could do, the resentment for your dad, maybe that's coming up here. You can work on processing that resentment. I have a whole way of doing both of those things, but I guess we're getting long enough now. And always remember, right? Always remember that if you're not sure what you're able to do, just go to the one fundamental psychological need that you have, that we all have, which is to have a feeling, identify it, and express it in a healthy way. So how are you able to do that with this feeling? What are you able to do? And you don't even have to do anything. I mean, especially at first. Yeah, this is very advanced. Like, I'm going through every step of it. If you're doing this at first, it's not going to, you're going to do a way worse job. But it becomes easier. And if you just have that question in the back of your mind of what am I able to do, that'll really help you to work through a lot of the resistance. So back to the original question, right? What is your intuition telling you to do here? Well, look at your boss, talk with your boss, fill out that form, maybe. And this is what you do. Take this step and engage with your boss whenever way you're able. And then the feeling, right, this intuition that came up, because that's related to the worry, the doubt you feel about this relationship, that feeling gets cleared up. So you go take whatever action you're able to do, whatever action comes up as you're processing these feelings. You do that, you do something eventually. You will do something eventually because, right, another false dichotomy, you know, the mind-body dichotomy. Once you get clear about your issues, you will find yourself doing things. It will happen naturally. But you got to get clear about your issue first. And this is how you do it. This is how you begin to do it. And I know this is laborious. I get it. But, you know, this is being literate. This is being literate with your feelings. Just like how, you know, being literate in the typical sense that we mean it, you know, you got to sit down and sound out each word phonetically, and it takes a long time, but that's how you begin. That's how you begin to read. This is how you begin to read your inner state, your feeling. And of course, the head fake here is you're just developing a better relationship with yourself. So when it comes to making a decision about what to do with your girlfriend, just there's more clarity. And it's right there. And if it's the wrong decision, there's more clarity in what you can do next time or how you can make up for it or whatever, who you need to apologize for, right? It's just this continual back and forth, right? Back to the feeling, back to approaching the feeling in a healthy way like we just did, and then forth to some kind of action. Back to the feeling, forth, you know, and you don't have to journal through it this way every time. It becomes easier, it becomes more clear, but that's, you know, you want to get unstuck. That's how you do it. That back and forth, and just like, the drive wheels on one of those old steam locomotives. I just get yourself going. Build up momentum. The friction increases, whatever, I don't know. You build up momentum though, right? So yeah, that's what you do. Take the next step. I'm not saying that this is like my kind of therapy that I do. I'm saying this is what therapy is. This is what therapy is based on, let me go over here, based on what an emotion is. You got to approach an emotion, got to approach a feeling, approach your intuition for exactly what it is. Now, you know, I get it. You know, this could have gone off in a bunch of, you know, seemingly infinite directions, but that doesn't, you know, so what? There's a seemingly infinite amount of chemical reactions. That doesn't mean you can't come up with principles by which chemicals react with each other. And in fact, chemistry is not even a field until you do that. Same thing with psychology. It's not a field until you break emotions down and how they work. And that's what I did in my first book. I talked about, let me go with this. That's from my first book. And then my second book that's coming out, I'm going to go more into the integrated principles of therapy. And this is part of what we do in that's part of the therapy, right? How do you process the issue? I'll tell you, I mean, definitely a good time to seek out therapy is if you're in a situation, if you've never gone to therapy before and you're in a situation where you're with your girlfriend and you're thinking, do I marry her? Do I break up with her? Who am I? What do I do in this situation? You just got to get clear about who you are. And that could be a good time to get some therapy just to get, you know, more clarity about who you are. So you're more sure about that decision you make, whatever it is. I do free consultations. Join animus.com/schedule. Thank you guys. And I wish you all the pain and joy that comes from learning more about your intuition.